This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, once again, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information that is available to each of you. You will find that as a result of the energy that you have created on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you refer to as a meditative state, and in that state have that opportunity to interact indeed with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are, or with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you will find once again that you have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and it will be quite easy for you to enter into that meditative state and to participate in and to enjoy that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we have suggested that you have entered into what we like to refer to as a new age and a new energy. You have agreed various levels of your consciousness to participate in an alteration of the energy that you utilize to back up this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of the alteration of that energy that you utilize, it's possible for you to, in a method that's been very difficult to achieve in your so-called past or history, have the ability to consciously influence your creations, your reality, what it is that you experience in this awakened consciousness state, that for all intents and purposes, while you are in that awakened consciousness state, you have a tendency to hold as the most important state of consciousness that you can experience. And as a result of this alteration of the energy, you as individuals and as a society and as a human consciousness are affecting this reality, this illusion that you experience in the waking consciousness state, in a manner that once again was not only difficult for you to achieve in your past, but which many had absolutely no desire or attempt to achieve in your so-called past. But as a result of the alteration of that energy, you are consciously influencing your reality, both from your day-to-day activities, from your thoughts and feelings, from your choices and decisions and what it is that you desire to experience, beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Now, many times the alteration of that reality is resulting in changes that you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would not necessarily view as being positive changes in your reality. It's important to grasp and retain the concept that this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is completely within your control. It's an illusion. It's a reality the fastball in your choices and decisions. It's a validation of your beliefs, and it gives to you that which you desire. Now, it's difficult, once again, to be experiencing what you, when you're awake in consciousness, that would view as the negative type of reality or experience, and consider that to be something that you desire. But once again, that spark of consciousness that you are, from which you create your reality, does not hold such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold, and does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Judgment of right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept, and once again does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. That spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment, but gives to you and rejoices in the giving of the reality that you desire to experience, based upon the beliefs that you hold, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your desires. It gives to you that which you desire, without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so in this new age and new energy, the conscious beliefs, the conscious thought process, is definitely having an effect upon the reality, the illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And you are witnessing it. You can experience it on a day-to-day basis if you wish. You are going through now, for example, what you look upon as referred to as a change in the climatic atmosphere that surrounds this earth system that you exist in. You refer to as a global warming. Many individuals and many of your scientists believe that this is somehow a new phenomenon, and it really isn't a new phenomenon. It is occurring perhaps at a pace which is accelerated from what was expected in your so-called scientific explanation of what there was to occur within your Earth system. But in terms of what you so-called have experienced in your past, there have been other instances where the transition of your climate from being what you refer to as the polar or cold system into a very warm system, or conversion from a very warm system into a so-called cold or polar system, or ice age if you wish to refer to it, has been much more instantaneous. There have been alterations that have occurred as a result of interactions with your solar system, whereby that alteration has been almost instantaneous. It has not occurred over what you refer to as a passage of a huge amount of time. And so you're existing in this particular so-called portion of your evolution, or time period if you wish, where you as a human consciousness, for the most part, believe and hold the belief that you're going through a global warming era. And as a result of holding that belief, you are experiencing it. Now, many of your scientists and many of the individuals believe that a cause for this so-called alteration in your climate is the utilization of various types of energy that you incorporate to exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And as a result of the utilization of that energy, you are altering your atmosphere, and consequently entering into what you refer to as a warmer global system. There is one element that is also influencing your so-called alteration of your climate that has not been taken into account, and that is that your Earth has shifted on its axis. And we suggested this many times in your so-called past, that almost in terms of your so-called time, almost one century ago, your Earth actually shifted slightly on its axis. And as a result of that shifting on the axis, it has had an impact not only on the climate that you experience, but on the various so-called alterations of your earth crust system that have resulted in your earth cracks and in your eruptions of your volcanoes. Many of those types of occurrences that you refer to as being very negative types of the interactions in your so-called awakened consciousness stand have occurred much more frequently than in your so-called past or in your history as a result of the earth shifting on its axis. And as a result of those various eruptions, if you wish, the impact that has had on your so-called atmosphere and your global warming is equal to and perhaps even greatly surpasses the influence that your utilization of the so-called fossil fuels is having on the alteration of your climate. And there is a combination of elements, not just one. Now, once again, it's important to grasp the concept that it's an illusion that you experience. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Belief systems that at one time were influenced more by your so-called subconscious than your conscious choices and decisions and beliefs. But however, in this new age and new energy, once again, your conscious thoughts and feelings are influencing your reality. What you consciously believe is influencing the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And as a result of that new age and new energy influence upon your day-to-day existence and reality, indeed, what you think and feel, the choices and decisions, are impacting your reality in a manner that has been very difficult, if not impossible, for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called history. And once again, right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less desirable, is an awake human consciousness judgment on what it is that you experience. From the level of consciousness from which you correct your reality, there is no such judgment. Spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief systems without judging whether it's good or bad, right or wrong. Simply gives to you that which you desire. And so, while you in your awakened consciousness state may view this as being a very negative impact upon your so-called earth system, once again, at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. As well, as we have suggested, in this new age and new energy, what you hold as beliefs and belief systems in your awakened consciousness state is influencing your reality in a manner, once again, that you didn't experience in your so-called past. As a result of that influence, not only are you believing that you are having an impact on your atmospheric system by the utilization of your so-called fossil fuels, there are also many who are beginning to believe that there are other sources of energy that are available. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And should the human society and your society, your scientists who begin to bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state various beliefs that others begin to accept, should you continue upon that type of reality creation based upon what it is that you desire, we would suggest that you are on the verge of entering into a new era of utilization of energies. The energies that you are focusing on at this time, while not necessarily as free from any type of influence on your atmosphere as some of the energies that are absolutely, definitely available to you, but for which you don't believe yet, for which you have not, in this particular era, developed the belief or the scientific knowledge, if you wish, on how to utilize. Nonetheless, you are, as a human society, beginning to believe that it's possible to utilize other forms of energy that do not have such an impact upon your atmosphere that surrounds your Earth system. And should you continue along that so-called belief system, that type of believing, then you undoubtedly will indeed develop types of energy that will not have nearly the impact upon your Earth system as the ones that you believe are impacting it now. But once again, it's important, as we suggested, to understand that the so-called warming of your climate action is not just based upon the utilization of certain types of fuels, but as well based upon certain Earth's activities that result from the alteration of your Earth on its axis. It's a combination of the two that are causing this alteration in your climate change, which you in your awakened consciousness state view as being perhaps a very negative impact. However, as we have suggested, in that state of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. And so we would suggest that you are on the verge, should you continue upon with your current belief systems, of altering the energy that you utilize to maintain the society that you desire to exist in. You're also on the verge of altering the forms of transportation that you utilize, particularly in your so-called larger centers, where should you continue once again upon your current beliefs and belief systems, you will develop transportation that is not only very efficient, but it is also very safe. And it's efficient not only in terms of the utilization of the type of fuel that you use to generate that transportation system, but it is also efficient in terms of the amount of time that's necessary for you to travel from one spot to another. You see, you still believe that there is this concept of time and space. You still believe that it's going to take a certain amount of time to get to a certain space. And if you, if you're involved in that type of transference from one place to another, it's going to be based upon time, and the only way that you can shorten the amount of time is to increase the amount of speed that you utilize to make that transfer. It's a very primitive concept, absolutely. It is to step outside of that belief in time and space to hold the concept that time and space are illusionary. There is really no other limitation to your ability to transfer from one area to another, which you find difficult to grasp is the understanding that this is an illusion. This is an illusion that is your creation. You as individuals and as a human consciousness are one, and you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. And so it's not so much that you have to develop the ability to be able to quickly and efficiently transfer from one area to another, but rather to develop the ability to understand that you already exist there. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one. When you begin to grasp that concept, then this understanding that time and space are illusionary and the ability to step beyond that belief system removes all of the difficulties, removes all of the huge blockages that stand in one's way to utilize the ability to transfer your consciousness from one area to another. And once again, it's not so much that you transfer your consciousness so much as to recognize that you're already there, that you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one. The energy that you are makes up each and every atom of the entire universe, and consequently, you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. A concept that almost denies and defies explanation, but nonetheless is absolutely accurate. This reality that you exist in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. Time and space do not exist other than in your awakened consciousness state. When you alter your consciousness, when you alter your consciousness to enter into a meditative state or into a dream state, you begin to enter into a state of consciousness that exists without the limitations of time and space. You, in that altered state of consciousness, have the capacity to experience realities in existence without those limitations of time and space. You consistently, in your day-to-day activities, enter into that state of consciousness. You enter into a dream state in which you exist without limitations of time and space. You still experience the limitations that you choose to put upon yourself in terms of this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that exists throughout your entire vibrational level. You exist within those limitations, even in that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as your dream state. But many of the so-called human consciousness belief systems are set aside, and in particular, that belief in time and space. And in that altered state of consciousness, in that dream state, you have that capacity to experience other realities. In that dream state, you have the capacity not only to experience other realities within this particular incarnational period that you're involved in, but other realities and other incarnational periods that you're also currently involved in the now. Interactions with other entities that exist in other levels of consciousness. All of that, not only is it possible that you'd, each of you are involved in those activities in your dream state on a continual basis. However, when you come back into this so-called awakened consciousness state, you once again strengthen that veil, if you wish, put in place that ego that limits your capacity to understand not only who and what you are, but to have total recall of what it was that you experienced, or to make sense of the realities that you were involved in that so-called dream state. So it becomes very distorted, and it becomes almost looked upon as being a figment of your imagination, an illusion. The irony of it is that it's when you're in your awakened consciousness state that you're involved in the greatest illusion of all. And it's when you're in that altered state of consciousness, in that deep dream state, that you're involved much closer to the real reality that you are creating. And so in this awakened consciousness state, once again, you are influencing your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in the past. And while you may not necessarily appreciate the changes that you're experiencing when you look upon them as being negative, for example, nonetheless, it's a validation of beliefs and belief systems, of choices and decisions being made in your so-called awakened consciousness state. There are many entities coming into your so-called vibrational level, into your current incarnational period, that are bringing with them that understanding of the ability to consciously influence and to create the reality, bringing with them the understanding that what they desire is really theirs for the taking. Entities that you would refer to as prodigies, for example, who bring with them abilities that seem to be incomprehensible for the age of the entities that are being involved in those activities. It's not a new phenomenon. You can look into your so-called past and see all types of examples of that occurrence. But what is new is that in this new age and new energy, the frequency at which it is occurring, the frequency at which these so-called child prodigies are coming forth with abilities that once again appear to be beyond their capabilities in terms of the amount of time that they've existed in this incarnational period. It's as a result of entities entering into your vibrational level, into this particular incarnational period, and bringing with them, at some level of their consciousness, an understanding of the ability to consciously influence and create the reality that they experience. Not just thinking that it's possible, but knowing that it's within their grasp. A knowing that becomes very difficult to give an explanation to, but nonetheless, that they accept as being part of who and what they truly are in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so you are influencing your reality, perhaps in manners that you were not aware of, or perhaps indeed in manners that you would view as being very negative types of reality creation processes. But once again, in this new age and new energy, it's not that what you're going to experience will always be something that you, in your awakened consciousness state, would look upon as being positive or desirable, but rather a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, that your so-called spark of consciousness grants you without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. And so it's not a good news or a bad news, but rather an understanding that in this new age and new energy, you are consciously influencing your reality. And once again, if you judge that alterations are necessary for it to become a desirable type of experience, you are on the verge of altering many of the so-called systems that you utilize to sustain this type of experience that you desire in your awakened consciousness state. And perhaps one of the most influential, if you wish, will be the alteration in the type of energy that you utilize to perpetuate your so-called societal existence. Now, when we were interacting with you in our last session, if you wish, we spoke to you quite extensively about the utilization of meditation to influence your personal reality as well as your so-called societal and human consciousness reality that you existing in your awakened consciousness state. We spoke to you about utilizing meditation as you go through your day-to-day activities to assist in creating that which you desire. We talked to you about various methods of utilization to enhance your meditation. We talk to you about utilizing your breathing, for example, using that as a ability to alter your consciousness. But once again, it's very difficult for you to make your mind go absolutely blank. And so the key is to concentrate on one particular atom while eliminating the rest. And it allows your mind to calm itself. It allows your mind to become still. And in that state, it allows you to focus on and to experience in that older state of consciousness realities that you desire to bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we would like to take a few minutes, if you wish, and we would like to utilize some of those techniques and to enter into a meditative state and to hopefully experience that ability to alter your consciousness and to dwell upon that which you desire. And so we would suggest that it might be beneficial for you to pick a particular issue that you would like to deal with, if you wish, in your so-called interactions in your day-to-day activity. We would encourage you to pick a topic, something that you will dwell on as we get into this meditative state. We will make suggestions as to when it is possible for you and to encourage you to become involved in that interaction. And of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. But we would encourage you to pick a topic, to pick a subject that you are at issue with or would like to have some type of resolution or some assistance with from that spark of consciousness that you are. And of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we will begin by asking you to become very comfortable and to take a comfortable position and to begin to relax. As we suggested, we're going to ask you to breathe in and out. And we would like you to get to a point where you feel that you're not breathing just in and out through your lungs and through your mouth or your nose, but rather you're breathing in and out through each and every cell of your entire being. And so we would suggest that it can be beneficial to utilize that imagination as you become involved in the process. And so we would begin by asking you to breathe deeply and to begin to relax. When you inhale relaxation. And exhale and feel the body begin to relax. Inhale relaxation. And when you exhale, feel the tension begin to drag. Inhale through every pore in your body and exhale the tension and allow your body to begin to relax. And with each breath, you bring in that relaxation, and each time as you exhale, you can feel that relaxation creep down through your body, replacing the tension. And relax. Relax. Breathe deeply and relax. Breathe deeply and concentrate on our voice. And allow yourself to relax. The relaxation creeps down over your shoulders, into your very bones, displacing the tension as you relax. The relaxation falling down,
gently pushing and replacing the tension. Relax. Down through your arms. Out through your fingertips. Relaxation. Feel it creep down through your body, through your chest, into your abdomen. And relax. Breathe in the relaxation through all the pores in your body and feel the tension slip away. And you feel yourself going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Relaxation creeping down through your legs, down through your feet, becoming totally relaxed, feeling completely at ease, aware of your consciousness, but allowing your body to become absolutely, completely relaxed and at ease. Relax. We're going to count from 1 to 5, and when we reach that number, we want you to feel completely relaxed, completely at ease. We want you to feel in a very comfortable and safe place. So you begin to relax, and we're going to start at 5 and work to 1. So at 5, relax. Four. Feeling the last of the tension slipping away. 3. Become totally relaxed. 2. Feeling completely at ease. And 1. Totally relaxed. Hearing only the sound of our voice. Completely relaxed. We want you to imagine yourself being in a very safe place. Wherever that may be. Perhaps you experience yourself on a very, very warm and comfortable shore along the edge of the sea or the ocean. A very safe place. A very gentle, easy place. I want you to feel at ease. I want you to experience the atmosphere around you, warm and safe. I want you to be aware of all of your senses, to experience the air, the smells, the sounds. This very safe and very comfortable place. We want you to feel at ease enough that you wish to find a comfortable spot where you can recline and to lay down and to rest. Feel very, very much at ease, very relaxed, very calm, very safe. And we want you to lay there and to enter into a state of altered consciousness, into a very deep dream state. As you sleep and feel absolutely comfortable and safe in your place. And in that dream state, we want you to imagine utilize your imagination to see what's in front of you, a very heavy and secure door. A door that if you open will allow you access to resolve the issue that you have worked upon and that you desire to work upon in this meditation. And while the door may seem to be very difficult and very heavy and very solid, you will find that as you reach out with your intent to experience what's on the other side of that door, that it is actually an illusionary door and you simply move through it. And you move into that reality where you deal with the issue. And you utilize your imagination to experience the resolution, to experience this issue that you would wish to alter. And you utilize your imagination and your desire for what it is that you would experience.
Thank you.
how we would ask you ever so gently to move back through the door and bring with you the thoughts and feelings, bring with you the resolution, bring with you the experience back through the door. And when the door closes, the experience is now on this side. The experience is closer to this reality. You hold that experience in your memory, you hold it in your consciousness. Bring it with you so that you can have it back in your so-called awakened consciousness then. And feel comfortable once again in that safe place on this side of the door with your resolution, with your memory. And begin to come back now into your so-called awakened consciousness state and bring with you the memory, bring with you that resolution. Make it part of your experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we would suggest that you come back and begin to become aware once again of your surroundings, to come back into this reality, to bring with you that feeling of security and the resolution to the issue that you had chosen to work on in this altered state of consciousness. So we would suggest that you slowly begin to come back into this consciousness state. And we would count you down from 3 to 1, and when you reach 1, you will be fully back into this consciousness state, fully aware and remembering what it was that you experienced in the evolutionary process that you were involved in. And so 3, you become aware of this consciousness state. 2, you are becoming quite conscious and bringing with you the memories of what it was that you experienced. And 1, wide awake, feeling quite refreshed and relaxed and bringing with you the resolution and the memories of what it was that you experienced on the other side of your door. Now, for some that will be a relatively simple meditation to enter in and out. For some it can be quite difficult. For some not nearly as advanced as what you wish you would be. It's within your capacity to alter it in any way that you choose. It's your meditation and it's your reality. It is really just that simple to enter into a meditative state. And to have a particular issue that you wish to work upon, some issue in your lifetime, in your awakened consciousness state that you wish to resolve or to have some answers to. But once again, the answers that you desire lie within inside each of you. You have got to master that ability to go within inside, to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state, and in that state retain your awareness while altering your consciousness so that you are in a so-called different reality. One that many times can seem and is more real than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable afternoon and interaction with each of you, and we would like to once again express our gratitude. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational.